which is being used as a source for Bittul Bashish. And there are two phrases in the Gemara that the Rishonim are analyzing that we're extracting in order to use for our sugya. There is a phrase that the Braisa uses, Zehu Heter Abba Michal Isser. It's different than every other Isser in the Torah, and that this is Mutter and that's Asser. And the Rishonim all asked, why does the Heter Abba Michal Isser have to be something complicated like Rabbi Yehuda Mimimino? If that's the exception to the rule, why couldn't it be just because the Torah over here is telling you outright, be mevatel and issa l'chadchila, that is an exception to the rule. That is something that's out of the norms of halacha. Zehu heter abba mechlal iser. And on that, Taisis and the Ravid, as we saw yesterday, point out, linguistically, it just didn't fit into the brace. But conceptually, halachically, it would have been an applicable definition, which therefore tells us that we have a very serious issue to take an Isser and to be mevatalit l'chadchila would fit to be a violation of an Isser de'orais. That is Shitas HaToisus, Shitas HaRaivid, based on the question of why didn't the Gemara use that phraseology, that idea and concept for the language of the Braisa of Zehu Heter Abba Michal Isser. The end of Shir yesterday, I pointed out, and there was one other, and Yosef pointed out, there was one other Shita that seemed to fall into the camp of this issue of Ein Mevat L'Nisser L'Chadchila, not to take an Isser and throw it into Taruvis, and Mamish be Mevatel B'Yadayim an Isser, that potentially could be an Isser D'Oraisa, is Shitas Rashi. Because Rashi points out when the Gemara goes on to say why Zro B'Sheila is a Chiddush, right? So Rashi says, because you're being Mevatel and Isser L'Chadchila. So all of those are within the Parsha of Zro B'Sheila, which means that they're issues on a level of De'orais. The Ran and the Rashba take a different route. And they say, no, a mevatlin iser l'chadchila is not a deoraisa. If so, in one fell swoop, that's the answer to our question. The reason why the Torah didn't say that's what's unique is because the Torah never addresses such a problem, and any chanami on a level of deoraisa to take an iser and to throw it into a taruvis, into a mixture, on a level of deoraisa would be what? Would be mutter. Says the Ran, I'll agree to you that there are sugyas that I'm going to have to deal with that are going to say beferish that Ein Mevatel and Isser L'Chadchila is a problem. We're going to see the Gemara in Beitza, Mirtz Hashem on the next Mar Mekoymus, and quoting the Mishnah in Trumas, which tells us you're not allowed to be Mevatel and Isser L'Chadchila. But all of these other Rishonim that leave the camp of Rashi, Ravid, and Tosfos are of the opinion that that is a mere Isser Midrabon. Major machlokes rishayim, Rabbi Yisai. Major machlokes rishayim. That I have a letter from a Rav from the OU that Rav Belsky said that this is a machlokes rishayim, and a person should be choshesh for the opinions that it's an iser deoraisa. Okay? Although that might not be the accepted pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll have to see that there might actually be nafkaminas lahalach or avoisai in your house, Mirtz Hashem, with your kids, that you are going to face on a constant basis, Rabbeisai, but we're not holding there yet. It's going to talk about children's medicine. Okay? Anyone know about any issues with children's medicine, Rabbeisai? No? No? Thank you. The children medicine is flavored with glycerin. Okay? Glycerin, that's the way it gets geschmack. That's the way they make it taste good. Okay? We're going to learn Mirtz Hashem in two sugyas from now, a heter when it comes to adult medication, Mirtz Hashem, based on the sugyas of Nois and Tam of Gam, which is the next sugya that we're going to segue from the Rashba and the Ra'ah
hopefully once we finish Eima Vatlin, there's going to be Simon Tzadites, then we're going to go to Simon Kuf Gimel, we're going to do Neisim Tamlef Gam, two of probably such fundamental sugyas for your Aridei Rebbe. So you got to know, Kuf Gimel, you got to know. And this Shaila really comes up. Rabbi Yisai, glycerin comes from two sources. It either comes from plants, or it comes from what? Non-kosher animal fats. Okay? Many of the ibuprofens, of the Tylenols, Motrins, many of those are animal fat glycerin. So what do I do if my kid's running up a fever, and I'm going to feed it to them, and this thing tastes, not only does it taste good, it's there to give it taste. That's its purpose. So we're mamish feeding treif to our kid. Are you allowed to feed treif to your kids, Rabbi Yisai? How do you know that? Because the Torah says so. Where does the Torah say so? Moshe Rabbeinu is where the discussion comes from. But actually there was mutter. Rabbi Yisai, the Ramah says, Befeish, you're allowed to have a, you're allowed to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. It's not lifnei iver. It's a pasuk in the Torah, loisa chilim. You're not allowed to feed them. So we find it in three areas in the Torah, loisa chilim, that you're not allowed to feed these turim to children. By shrotzim, by dam, and who knows the last place, Rabbi Yisai? No?
Trevas?
No. You're not going to get it. No. I'll give you one chance. Give you a dollar to a person who gets it. No. No. Okay, game over. Dollar's up. Tumas Koyhan. You're not allowed to put a kid that's a Koyhan into a Beis HaKvaris and to be Metam and be a Dayan. Emor Va'amarta, if you guys would learn Chumash Rashi, Emor Va'amarta, Lahazir G'dolim Alaktanim. You're not allowed to make a Koyhan a Katan. Okay? So, most of the Rishonim, with the exception of the tour, most of the Rishonim extrapolate from there. That's why I can't serve my son a McDonald's sandwich. I think I have a shir in Wadi Torah. It's called, Can I Serve My Son a McDonald's Sandwich? It's based on, and Rabbi said the questions get even further, which is a major debate amongst the Rishonim, can I serve my kids in Issur D'Rabbanan? What about, not in Issur D'Oraisa, but what about in Issur D'Rabbanan? So that's not for now. This is really out of our sugya, but that's just a major, major discussion. Rabbi Yisai, we have to figure out a solution for that ibuprofen, that medication issue that Amir Tzishem, Rabbi Yisai, is stemming out just to wet your palate. It's really stemming out of our sugya. Okay? So that's the Machlokes Rishonim, Rabbi Yisai. That's what we have on the daf right here. So now, for some odd reason, and Tzvi was like, what is going on over here? What does that have to do with anything? I had you see a Rashba in Teres Habayis. So the Rashba in Teres Habayis, everybody say, if you haven't seen it yet, you'll see it tomorrow, but you'll see in a second why I brought you to this. The Rashba says something remarkable. The Torah tells us in Amir Tzashem it's going to come up in two sugyas. This Rashba is going to be on the Marmar Kemis. So please, announcement. Do not lose these Rashbas, because they're going to be, I don't want to have to make new copies or send Tigman to make new copies, everybody say, this is going to be on the new Marmar Kemis, although we're going to really need the Rashba for that one, because we're going to be medayik in the Rashba. So the Rashba introduces this concept of Noisin Tam Lefgam. What is Noisin Tam Lefgam, everybody say? Something has a bad taste. Where does the Gemara learn the concept of Noisin Tam Lefgam, as we're going to see in Meretz Hashem in two sugars from now? The Gemara's in Avodah Zarah talk about what? What? No. No. That's Gedera Eino Ben Yomo. That's an offshoot of Ein Nozen Tam Gam. You're a little bit right. But where is the original Nozen Tam Gam? By Goyim what? What about Goyim? What? No. Nevela. Right? The Gemara said, what do you do with a Nevela? I have a Nevela, everybody say. I own this big company. Oh, well, if I tell you the Shaila that happened yesterday, I just can't divulge it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. God. Wow. Kash was chaylev. Whole story. I couldn't sleep last night.
You can't say if you don't say the name.
I'm just, it's like still in the process. We're still like investigating it.
Positive.
And there's like some big, yeah, pause it. How do you chop liver also? The chop liver is geshmak. So it comes along the Torah and says, let's say you have a slaughterhouse. Let's say you have a big company. And Rabbi Yisai, not all the shechitas work out, Rabbi Yisai. Sometimes, right, you have your costs of running a business, right? Some of them end up to be treifas, so the shechita is not going to be acceptable because it's a treifa. And some of them are just bad shechitas, just didn't work out. You have to learn hilchos shechita, you have to know how to check properly. And if an animal is killed in any other way other than a proper shechita, that animal is called a what? A nevela. So what do you do with a nevela? What does the Torah tell you to do with a nevela? You could sell it to a guy, or machrel an achri. Right, you could sell it or give it to a guy. Mitzvah Hashem, Psachim next year, we'll learn a lot more about that, about giving it to a guy if we do the second parak of Psachim. Rabbi Yisai, but then the Gemara has a drasha that affects all of Kashrus. That's going to be the sugya that we're going to do in Mitzvah Hashem, Simen Kuf Gimel, which is going to be off of this Rashba and Ra'ah. Then the Torah says, Nevela ha-ru'uya l'ger, karuy nevela. The Gemara says, "O machol anachri ulager atoshav." I don't remember what's the shiner. What's the lashon of the pasuk?
I just remember to answer
the kalat official.
Let's see if I think.
Is that? Yeah, it's in the chumash also.
No.
I'm with you. It's in mishpatim. Here, pass me it. Yeah, so what? So, No, but Kelatashlichon and so is Trefa. Where is this pasuk? Dvarim Yudalid Chaval. Thank you. Have a listen. Excellent. Lo sochlu kol nevela lager asher b'sharecha titnenu. V'achla o machru lanachri. Ki am kadosh l'ashem elkecha lo zvashak li b'chalei v'mo. So the Torah says two options what you could do with the nevela. What? Give it to a ger toishav, a non-Jew, but he accepted the shev mitzvah nayach, or you give it to a what? A goy. You sell it to a goy. Okay? Right? Rabbi Yisai, says the Gemara, nevela ru'uya l'ger kar nevela. Nevela she'enu ru'uya l'ger eno kar nevela. What does that mean? That is the concept called nosin tam levka. If it's no longer in its nevela status, it's no longer tasting good, so then that's not something you're going to serve to a... You're not going to have a ger toshev over at your house and serve him spoiled meat. So once it's nevela she'enu ru'uya l'ger, then it's what? It's no longer going to get malchus for the iser nevela. That's called decomposed meat. That's called spoiled meat. Okay? Spoiled meat is nevela she'enu ru'uya l'ger. That's what's called the sugya of nevela she'enu ru'uya l'ger. Good? Everyone with me? Okay. So now comes the Rashba and says, what about no Saint Tam Lifka? What about if you have something that is not the actual spoiled meat, but now is taste coming off of that item? Okay? Does that have to be the same level of Einarui Lager? So listen to what the Rashba says. Okay? Let's say you have a blia in a pot.
okay? And the bli in the pot, right, is not fully ein ru'i l'ger, but it's still not the starkest, best tam that it's giving off. Says the Rashba, that's also going to be mutter. That's what the Rashba starts off with in our Marmakomas. Listen to what he says. Pigam ze sha'omru, this idea that we're not only going to permit spoiled actual food, that mamish nevela she'enu ru'i l'ger, it's no longer fit for a ger toisha, for a person, for human being, for human consumption. But we also learn what? There's a concept called noisein tam lifgam, that if the taste that's being received is not the geshmaka taste, that's also going to be what? Mutter. Rabbi said, what's a classic example of noisein tam lifgam? That's taste that's not so stark, that's so good, that's going to be mutter, Rabbi Isai? A kedera she'eino ben yomo, a non-day pot, it was used for the other thing 2 days ago or yesterday, it's not within 24 hours, that's not a noisein tam lifshvach, that's noisein tam lifgam. Rabbi Isai, here's where it is, this is the Rashba, pay attention, says the Rashba, pgam shesha amru, lo shepogem legamre. Not that it's fully spoiled, like the nevela has to be fully spoiled, that it's not fit for a ger anymore. No. Ad she'eino necho machmas b'gam zeh. Ela ad she'eino necho machmas b'gam zeh. Ela afilu pogen k'tzas. Sorry, I repeated words. Ela afilu pogen k'tzas. Even if it's what? A little bit. Not such a great taste. Afilu pogen k'tzas. Because an old taste from pre-24 hours ago is not so spoiled. It's not so bad, Rabbi Isai. Come on, you guys all eat leftovers. So no Saint Tam Lifgam from an old pot is not considered a nevela she'enu ru'i l'ger, says the Rashba. Oh, I'm never going to serve that. Why not? It's just not stark. It's not nois Saint Tam Lishvach. Elamaat, vafilu hochi amru, and even so, Chazal said, "Dikdei rishenu bas yoma eino seres." Where did Chazal say that, Rabbi Isai? Gemara in Avoda Zara, right? Says the Rashba. There's two tracks. There's the actual nevela that has to mamish be spoiled legamre, and then there's no Saint Tam. That if it's no Saint Tam lefgam, a little bit, even a pogum ksas, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter. Got it, Rabbi Isai? That's the way the Rashba starts up our sugya. That's all we need from the Rashba right now. Trust me, we'll be back at that Rashba. Trust me, we'll be back at that Rashba and in the continuation of that Rashba. I didn't say it again. Yeah.
In the case of when it's a little bit mixed up, you're saying it's mutter al das what? So what's the case?
That's no taste. If it's just an issue of taste, then you don't need it to be spoiled legamre. Even if it's pugum a little bit, that's not us, sir. Why not?
Because if it's still edible, then it doesn't fall into that category where you're trying to base this on. It's not that. It's
I'll ask you even better. Comes along the Bedek HaBayis, Rabbi Isai. Who's the Bedek HaBayis? The Ra'ah. What's he doing? He's checking and attacking off the Rashba. Not only does he say what Kalatsky says, it says much worse. Says the Ra'ah, Rabbi Isai. Let's go back to square one. Okay? I trafed up my pot, Rabbi Isai. Okay? I need it today. Okay? I'm running a gig. You know, I'm a catering hall. I need to kasher it today. I can't wait 24 hours. Okay? Rabbi Isai? Or no. Let's talk about a situation where I can. We'll talk about wait 24 hours. What's the halacha? I trafed up my clear, Rabbi Isai. What's the classic thing I tell people before they do agala? Is to wait 24 hours, right? Wait a day, right? And then what happens? Then you heat it up with bubbling water, right? And then what's happening to the mechanics of the bliya asura inside the kli, right? It comes out, right? Now, right. So if it's an eino ben yomo, right? So when it goes back in, so then it's no sentan lefgam, so then it's fine. But if it's, let's say I want to kasher it today. So I need what? What do I need? I need a big pot, right? That's what, right, what we saw this where? Places on Gafko from a base. Excellent. So 1 second, Rabbi Isai.
Ask the Ra'ah. You're going to tell me that Isser is still there? It's not fully spoiled? It's still an Isser that's living in the walls of the pot? So fundamentally, ask the Ra'ah. So when you're doing it now with shishim of bubbling water, so now what are you doing, Rabbi Isai?
It's gone.
It's gone how? What did you
just
say it to him?
Frick
the Ra'ah! My Rabbi Isai Tzvi, you don't understand why I brought this in? What's going on over here? Frick the Ra'ah! Kashering makes no sense! Kashering makes no sense. Why does kashering make no sense? Of the Heligera and the Mendigabayis. The Rashba, if you're going to tell me that there are two tiers, there's what? There's mamish spoiled meat. That's really pogum legamre. That's the sugya of eino ro'uyale. Yeah. And then there's the sugya of what? Noisein tamlif gam. Things that give off taste. Of kedera sheino ben yolo. And there it's enough to be what? Pogum tzas. So what you're telling me essentially is in the walls of this pot when I'm using it, what? There's actually an Isser living and that's alive. That's only what? Pogum tzas. If so, frektera ah. Every time you kasher your kli zokhtera'ah, you're going to violate an iser deoraisa called what? Ein mevadlin iser lechatchile. Because now the iser that's still alive in the walls of the pot is going into the water, into the shishim, and now you're being mevadlin. Elamai, well, give me a second. Elamai says the ra'ah. You totally misunderstood Noisin Tanlev Gam. And there is one sugya. It's called what? That first sugya. Nevela Sheinu Ruya Leger. There's one pasuk in the Torah. It's called, it's spoiled. Guess what, says the Ra'ah. I disagree with you, Rabbi Rashba. I disagree with your Torah Sabayis. When a gedera and a pot waits 24 hours, you know what happens to it? It becomes what? Ein ruy lagar. It becomes spoiled lagamre. The Ra'ah and the Rashba look at a pot after 24 hours with two totally different lenses. The Rashba says, come on, it's just pogum ksas. It's just an eino ben yomo. But it's not really decomposed. It's not really spoiled. It's not pogum lagamre. It's not like a spoiled piece of meat. They're two different tracks. Whereas the Ra'ah says, if that's your conclusion, then what? You're going to violate Ein Va'alin Issur L'Chatchila. Therefore, says the Ra'ah, there's one sugya. It's called Pogum L'Gamre in Nevela Sheinu Ruy L'Ger. And Noisin Tam L'Gam, when you're just giving off taste from a pot, it's going to be that same exact criteria. That same exact sugya. Yes, activates.
Listen
to the Lashon of the Ra'ah. Listen to the Lashon of the Ra'ah. They ain't no nochen klal. You got to see it inside. But I'm just paraphrasing right now. The MK and the feed dvarv pleitas gedera zu she'eno bas yomo hu she'eno yiseres v'shem dinesines tam shela eino l'shvach avon mikomo kom abela atzmo kamoshu ad shelo niflat iser teiru shari abela atzmo l'nifkam. It's still there. There's an iser there. Then came Royushi also Lavashabalavalo Akshav Machmas Taraboso Dvar Torah. Then it should be also for you to use this pot Minat Torah. The Gemara says it's Mutter Minat Torah for you to use the pot. Rabbi said you don't even have to get the kashering. What's the halacha? Asked the Ra'ah. I said you could say better in the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, what's the halacha Minat Torah of a pot after 24 hours? Can you use it if you only want to keep the arises?
Yeah.
It's Mutter, right? Says the Ra'ah, why should it be Mutter? There's an Isser there. Why should it be mutter? So Elamai says the Ra'ah, it must be Eladvar Meilu Einon Kdeirushin has Vashriyoma Shahutra Bishvil Shabela Shaba Kevon Shinishtai Me'es Leis. Once it waited 24 hours, activates
B'yadua shu pogum michdei ger. It's spoiled meat. The alpha pishain's a nicker, and even though Sacklimus is going to have a question, I can't recognize it. It doesn't smell bad. Hainu b'nei shetar rabosa shalheter mechapel of, it's covering it up. Shainu nicker, omitok ribuyev shalheter ze. Aval vaday bela atzmo nifkam kedei ger, o yosef ekevin shekin, yev shalheser shein l'chadov shirte. That's why it's mutter. Totally different pshatim on why a pot after 24 hours is mutter, is a machloikis, the Ra'ah and the Rashba, Rabbi say. According to the Rashba, in order for something to be usser al nisinas tam, it has to be what? Nisinas tam l'shvach. If it's pogum even partially, if there's any partial problematic taste, then that was not usser in the world of Nesinas Tam. This pot cannot usser anything else cooking within it. It's not Noisin Tam L'Shvach. That's not the same criteria of the original isser, that if we want to say it's mutter now, it's because it's spoiled. That has to be Pogum Lagamre. Whereas the Ra'ah says if that's the case, then by the pot, when you're cooking in a pot, and you're going to say it's mutter after 24 hours, then you're violating Emevat L'Nisil L'Chadchila. And also in the case of kasher, you're violating Emes Avat L'Nisil L'Chadchila. Can't be. Even post 24 hours. And therefore the Ra'ah concludes that the reason why a pot is mutter menat Torah after 24 hours and is only an Issa D'Rabbanan is because of one sugya. Nevela She'eno Ru'i L'Ger. You don't see it? That's just because there's a lot of other things in the pot. But I'm telling you right now, says the Ra'ah, after 24 hours, that is spoiled treif in the walls.
That's the same thing.
What?
That's the same thing in the end. He's saying you can't recognize it in the and all the.
You'll get your nafkaminas. So work on the sugi. You'll get your nafkaminas. Rabbi, what do I want? We're not learning noisin tam of gam yet, and we're going to get the nafkaminas later. Rabbi, what's the Rashba's? Without even seeing the Mishberes Abayis inside. What's the Rashba's first defense of the Ra'ah's attack against the terrorists, against the Bedek Abayis, by knowing what the Rashba says in Chidushim on Daf Tzadi Chesamid Beis, Rabbi Isai? He holds Eim Aval and Isser L'Chadchila is only an Isser what? Rabbanon! The Ra'oz old Kasha only gets off the ground if you hold like who? The Ravid, Toisis, or Rashi. But the Rashba and the Ran hold what? Eim Aval and Issa L'Chadchila is only in Issa D'Rabbanon. So don't bother me, don't hack me at Shainik to say that how could it be that the Issa is still alive in the walls of the pot? Halloy! Hello, you're going to be mevatel if you're going to use this pot. How could the Gemara say with a straight face that after 24 hours, minat Torah, it's totally permissible to use such a pot? How is that possible? Ah, you're now extracting an Isser, and you're going to be mevatel an Isser, and the Torah should say that that's Usser? The Torah doesn't talk about mevatel an Isser, says the Rashba. This is an invention of Midrabbono. So, kushyami karalesa. Built in to the sugyo of Noisin Tam Lefgam, Rabbi Yisai, is our sugyo of whether or not Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chadchila is actually an Isser De'oraisa. And then the Rashba says a second day, Rabbi Yisai, Vo'oid Yesh Lo'imar, and even if you don't want to be maskim to me, like I say in my Chidushim, and the Ran says in his Chidushim, in Meseches Chulin, that the Pashtus is that Ein Mevatlin is only in Issa D'Rabbanan, and that's why the Gemara didn't opt to say Zehu Heter Michal Isser, to be on the din of Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chadchila. It's nothing to do with linguistics like Tosis and the Ravid say, but it's rather because there's nothing on the books Midoraisa called Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chadchila. Then says the Rashba, but Oid Yesh Leimer, and even if you want to argue that there is an Issa D'Oraisa when it comes to Bittul Issa L'Chadchila, says Moshe, who's machavin to the Mishmeres Habayis and the Rashba, that this is not a classic Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chadchila, Rabbi Yisai. What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? This is a pot, as I'm sure you can all. Right? The pot is giving off taste, Rabbi Yisai. Says Moshe Rabbeisai, what's the classic case of Eimah V'Atlan Nisilchachil? You have an Isser, and you take it, and what? And you throw it into a pot. Right? You have an Isser that's Nikar, and you throw it into the pot. Says the Rashba, even the Machmirin that hold Ein Mevatlin Isilachachila, not like me, but are what? That it's Doraisa? That's when what? You take a piece of Chazer and you throw it into a cholent or into your flanken flakes. Right? That's the case of Ein Mevatlin Doraisa. But over here, what's the starting point, Rabbi Yisai? Over here, all it is what? Is Nesinas Tam. Is a blia from the pot. Is taste. That is not going to be a case of what? Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chachila. The Isser was never Nikar. Even the Machmirim will hold what? That's not going to be an Isser. D'oraisa. So everyone will agree to me, says the Ra'ah, that even in the people that you think are, says the Rashba, that even if you think like the Ra'ah, that there might be a Mevatlin D'oraisa, not in this case, not with this type of a Mevatlin, but with a Nikar Isser Nikar, Rabbi Yisai. Who's okay with that Rashba, Rabbi Yisai? I'm not okay with that Rashba. Yeah, Edmund.
The Rashba will stop Kikar D'oraisa, no?
One second. Even if you hold Tom Kikar D'oraisa, he's going to say, but there's no Ein Mevatlin on the Tom Kikar. It's not the same as Isser Nikar. That's what we have to learn in Tom Kikar. Moshe, what's your problem? Oh, thank you. Moshe is 100% right. All the Rishonim on our daf that are talking about what? Ein Mevatlin D'oraisa are talking about Ein Mevatlin D'oraisa by what? By Zerua B'Sheila. Zerua B'Sheila is what? Is Nesinas Tam. So you see support. That's what it is. The Tam of the Zeruya is now going into the aisle, and yet we're going to be Mekel. So it's being nice and Tam. What? Is that not Nesinas Tam, Rabbi Yisai? What do you mean? You're not eating the Zeruya. You're not being Mevatel, the actual Zeruya. It's now sharing the taste from the Zeruya into the rest of the Psara aisle. What? I'm not eating the Zeruya. Rabbi Yisai, no one is telling you. Everyone agrees that the Yisrael, the Nazir, cannot eat the Zeruya. The problem is, when the Torah told us about Zeruya B'Sheila, it told you to cook the Zeruya with the rest of the meat of the aisle. So then what's going to happen? So now you're taking taste from the Zeruya, and now you're cooking it with other meat. So now you have the Nesinas Tam from the Zeruya.
The taste of the Zeruya is not...
Is there taste?
Yeah, sure it is. Sure it is. The Zeruya is also awesome, but no one's eating the Zeruya. The Kohen's going to eat the Zeruya. The problem that the Torah was saying, that you're being Mevatel and Isser L'Chachila, that you're relying on Shishim over here, was what? The taste, when it's cooked together, the taste of the Zeruya is now going to go into the rest of the Psara Kodshim. Rabbi Yisai, that means all of the Rishonim on our daf that said, Eid Mevatel and Isser L'Chachila D'Oraisa, also applied it to what? Nesinas Tam. Not like that second pshat in the Rashba. Clearly the Rashba wasn't coming off of Zeruya B'Sheila. He was saying there's a halach l'mosh misinai called Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chachila Midoraisa, and that's limited to what? An Isser that you're holding in your hand and you throw it into a tarovis that the Isser is Nikar. But when it's just Nesinas Tam, everyone would subscribe, says the Rashba, that would only be an Isser D'Rabbanon called Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chachila. What? We're assuming even Mimshein Omino. Right now we're assuming Mimshein Omino. Do not ask the Kasher Mimimino. All the Rishonim dealt with that already. But if assuming you have a case of Nesinas Tam and you have an Isser over here, so then you would have an Isser even by Nesinas Tam. Rabbi Yisai, this is all geschmack, and all stems out of whether or not Ein Mevatlin is an Isser D'Oraisa, Rabbi Yisai. We just have one question, Rabbi Yisai. Even the Rashba agrees that what? That there's an Isser D'Rabbanan called Ein Mevatlin. So if there's an Isser D'Rabbanan called Ein Mevatlin, and he agrees, Rabbi Yisai, that there's an Isser over here, it's just Pogum Ktsas, so it's not going to asser up my meat that I cook in an Eino Ben Yom HaPat. So I have a question, Rabbi Yisai. So how do I kasher a pot after 24 hours?
It says it's gone.
It's not. No, he doesn't say it's gotten. That's the Ra'az language. No. The Rashba's moed down a level. The Rashba's moed that it's a problem. So he's saying it's only Durabbanan to be mevatel. So why isn't every kashering an Issa Durabbanan? You're right. It's not an Issa Durais. I'm asking. I'll give it to you. You're good. In the world of Durais, you're fine. Why isn't every time you kasher a pot, you violating an Issa Durabbanan? It's nice in town of God. Yeah. But nice in town of God means there's an Isser over here. And what am I doing? I'm a vatel the Isser.
You're not eating that.
Oh, you're right. After 24 hours. So now, and let's say I do it within 24 hours, and it's shishim.
That applies to everything.
And it's shishim. So you're going to ask it that? You hear the kasha?
Yes.
You have two options, Rabbi. Said there's two ways to kasha. Open up your Pesach manuals from the OU, Rabbi. Two options how to kasha. How do you kasha? Either you wait 24 hours, or you get something 60 times. According to the Rashba, I understand. According to the Rashba, I understand. It's totally bad. According to the Rashba, why aren't you violating?
I thought mikzas is the same thing as kasher.
Forget kashering. Forget kashering is complicated here. Rabbi Sai, using a pot. Using a pot after 24 hours, right? Right? So why do Chazal have to tell me the reason why it's Asur Midrabanan to use a pot after 24 hours? It's Gera Erne Yomo Atu Ben Yomo.
Isn't that a Durabanan?
Why do you have to tell me that? Everyone hear what I'm asking? Again, no. Chazal say, the Gemara in Abu Dazar says, why can't you use a Gera that's Eno Ben Yomo, Rabbi Sai? Zera Eno Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo. I have a much better reason. Because now you're going to cook in that pot. And you're going to be mevatel in the Durabon. That should be the reason.
You're cooking that pot for what?
Mevatel the tam!
And the walls of the pot?
Yeah, you're telling me that it exists! The Rashba. How?
Because the mouth of the pot was within the pot the last semester.
So you're mevatel an isser.
Okay.
That's not allowed. The Durabon. That's not allowed. According to everyone, it's not allowed. Just the Rashba holds, it's just
in
the Rabbanan.
The
I am cooking knowing that there's going to be an Isser that's in the walls of the pot, that's still alive, that is now going to go into my Taruvus, and what's the Rav going to say? No problem, it's Balta B'Shishim. No problem, it's not, it doesn't compare to the amount of Heter Dover, of Mutter things that you're cooking. So what? It should be also for me to cook in that pot.
Why are you...
What? No, it's only Osir. But Zera Atu Ben Yomo.
Yeah.
Why do I say it's because of a Gein Mevatlin? I don't need a Zera. It should be Osir because it's a Mevatlin.
You're not going
to
make
it
Zera.
What?
It's your Durabono.
What?
The water that you're doing.
No, not even Agola. I'm just using the pot. I'm cooking up a new dish. Heter. But this was a trafe entity from yesterday. So why isn't that the Issa D'Rabbanan name of Atlin? How am I mevatel it? How am I allowed to use it? Without the Gzera.
The pot is Eino Ben Yomo?
Yeah. So Rabbanan had to come onto a Gzera and say, Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo. I have a much better reason. You're being mevatel an Issa that exists. If you hold like the Ra'ah, the Kasha doesn't start. No, I'm not. The Issa doesn't exist anymore. It's non-existent. It's the Vela Shein Arula Ger. That's what every pot means. Every pot means it's decomposed. It's spoiled. But according to the Rashba, Rabbi said that the Isser of an Eino Ben Yomo is still alive. And the only reason an Eino Ben Yomo Kli doesn't Asser the dish that you're cooking up, according to the Rashba, Rabbi said, you're going to have a Shaila tonight or over Shabbos, Rabbi said, and someone's going to use an Eino Ben Yomo Kli that was treif. And they're going to ask, why is this Mutter? And according to the Ra'ah, all the answer is going to be because there's no Isser there. Whereas according to the Rashba, the answer is, no, there is Isser there, but what? It's not Noisein Tam L'Shvach. It's Pogum Ksas. It doesn't have the ability to ask the other thing. Right. So then why was I allowed to cook initially with it? Were it not for Chazal to make a new Gzera of Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo? Why isn't that Eim of Alanis Lechat Chilur, Rabbi Sai? Mirtz Hashem, you look at the Ran, and Mirtz Hashem, you'll find the answer. That's not the Rashba, that's the Ra'al.
No.
Yes.
Terribly lost.
Look at the Ran. Rabbi Seminche.
Terribly lost.
Why?
Yes, sir. It's a mitzvah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, here you go, sir.